Yorkton. The sale of the current library building in Yorkton has certainly been the most discussed issue in the city in recent weeks. At this Monday's regular meeting of Yorkton Council, the sale was reviewed in a report by City Manager Lonnie Call, a report that was ultimately filed without any other motion made. At the April 24th, council meeting, all members of council were in attendance, and the offer to purchase was accepted on 93 Broadway Street West, library building, subject to providing public notice with regards to the price, she noted. At that point, the sale was basically complete. Technically, a report does not need to be brought back to council as there were no concerns about the price or another purchaser indicating their interest in purchasing the property. Since the acceptance of the offer was only subject to that criteria, we currently have a legal binding contract to sell this property, explained Call's report. Mayor Mitch Hipsley did point out council can rescind any motion. However, Call countered that the city would face costs associated with essentially breaking the deal. I strongly encourage you not to rescind this, she told council, reiterating the threat of damages, which she added. I do believe that would be significant. Council must have agreed as no motion to rescind the sale was made. In terms of why the sale was initially considered, Call's report stated, as a city we are continuously looking for ways to improve and create efficiencies while still being able to provide and maintain services to our residents. Facilities are expensive to build and maintain, and optimizing facilities happens when multiple functions are housed in the same building. The savings are compounded when there is no duplication of foyers, bathrooms, parking, janitorial, staff rooms, etc. This reduces the space requirements and ongoing costs of operations. It also noted a change of venue for the library was hardly a new idea. In fact, the only reason it is at the current location is because Canada Safeway left and the city renovated this space in the 1980s. When the city purchased the old co-op, across from City Hall, in 1993, the library was going to be relocated there, until the casino came along. And again, the location of the library was discussed in 2003 when the Gallagher Center was being upgraded, and again when the regional college was being built. When the flood of 2010 happened, the library was temporarily relocated to the Parkland Mall, and again there were mixed reviews. Some considered it a convenient location and some did not, detailed the report. Following the motion passing to file Call's report, Hipsley gave a notice of motion to rescind certain sections of the sale. The first motion was to rescind the section which would move the library to the Gallagher Center to allow time to seek a possible alternate location. And then to rescind the move to tender the work at the Gallagher Center. Both motions passed with only Councillor Chris Wyatt opposed to both. Hipsley said his motions were an excellent opportunity for thinking outside the box, in finding an alternate location that would fit better with the desire of many in the community to have a more centralized location with better access and more room. It's the library, the community living room, he said. What I heard the other night, presentations made to Council May 15th, the Gallagher Center was not going to suffice. Cown. Quinn Hader asked if the process could mean temporary closing of library services as they must vacate the current location by fall. Call said that could be the case given the tight timelines.